Tanya for the 12th day of Tammuz, Yud Beis Tammuz, is in Egeres HaTshuva, Perek Aleph. It's on page 346, top of the page. V'hine, before we start, in yesterday's shiur, there's a line that is missing in the text of the Tanya that the Rebbe puts in the Tikkun of HaOreis, where it talks about the mitzvah's essay is not any less significant than the lois essay. He says ubefrad b'talmud Torah, and then the line that's missing says va'adirab. Omer Rizal vitra kodesh baruch hu avedus zorah af shein krisus and mrs. Besdin v'loy vitir al bitul talmud Torah. That the Eibishter can overlook avedus zorah, but he does not overlook and does not forgive for the bitul Torah. Top of the page. V'hine mitzvah ha'tshuva min ha'teizo, the mitzvah of tshuva from the teizo, he aziv ha'chet bilvad. Not the fasting. Fasting is a separate mitzvah, separate inyan. The mitzvah of tshuva consists of the abandonment of the sin. Kedisa b'gemar en peri gimel de Sanhedrin, uv'cheshen mishpat, seif simen lamedalid le'inyan edus. That there are certain things that if a person commits these sins, he becomes posul edus. He can't serve as a witness. His testimony is not accepted. But as soon as he stops doing that sin, if he desists from that sin, he becomes again kosher edus. So we see that tshuva means abandonment of the sin, abandoning the sin. Which means that he has to resolve in his heart with sincerity that he will not again go back to his foolishness to rebel against God's kingdom . So there's a general acceptance and a particular acceptance. That first of all, he accepts upon himself that the Eibishter is his king. And then he accepts upon himself that he will not again violate the mitzvah of the king. Just as in doing mitzvahs, there has to be first the acceptance of El Malchus Shamayim, and then there's the acceptance of El Mitzvahs. In tshuva also, there is the return to the El Malchus Shamayim, Lei Limreid, B'malchusei Yisbarech, and then Le Yavir Eid Mitzvah Samelach HaSvisholim, that he won't do the particular Aveda. Hein b'mitzvah esse, hein b'mitzvah lois esse. V'zehu ike pirish loshen tshuva, and this is the main meaning of the word tshuva, lo shuv el Hashem b'chol libe b'chol nafshei. It means to return to the Eibishter with heart and soul, of day to serve him, v'lishmekel mitzvesov, and to keep all of his mitzvahs, k'meisha kosuv, yazev rosha darke v'ish ovin machshevesov. Yazev rosha darke, the sinful person should abandon his way, which means a general turn, the general acceptance of the yoke of heaven, v'ish ovin machshevesov, which are many machshaves, the particular sins that he has to do tshuva for. V'yoshuv el Hashem, and he should come back to the Eibishter. U'parshat netzovim k'siv, and in parshat netzovim it says, v'shafta ad Hashem alikecho, v'shamayto b'keili, v'chol avo v'cho, etc. So again we see that there's a general, overall return, v'shafta ad Hashem alikecho, and then there's the specific details, v'shamayto b'keili, the mitzvahs. All of these expressions of return. And that is the main meaning of tshuva, coming back to the Eibishter. And it's not as most people think, that the main part of tshuva, shaha tshuva hi hatainus. And even the person who violates a mitzvah, a sin, for which the punishment is krisus, the cutting off of the soul, or capital punishment, shegmar kaparos hi al yedei yisurim, where the completion of the kaparot the erasing of the sin comes through suffering. So here you would think that the suffering of the fast is an integral part of the tshuva. So the Alter Rebbe says that that's not the case, because the suffering is Hainu Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Olav Yisurim, the suffering that the Eibishter brings. Where it says that suffering brings forgiveness, it says that that I will remember their sin in punishment with suffering. The Debishta has to do it. Which means that when the tshuva is acceptable to the Eibishter, b'shuvei al Hashem b'chol libei v'nafshei mi'ahava, when he returns to the Eibishter with all his heart and all his soul, out of love, azai b'sarusa d'letato k'mayim haponim, then, as in response to the arousal from above, to the initiative that the person takes in doing tshuva, he gets an equal response from above, b'sarusa d'le'elo v'eidet ha'ahava v'chesed Hashem, that God's love is aroused and God's kindness is aroused, l'marik aveinei b'yisudim be'elam hazeh, that the sin should be erased through suffering in this world and not in the world to come. U'kameshekosuv ki es asher yohev Hashem yechiyach, that God's punishment comes to those he loves. So the fasting would not fulfill this, would not take its place. The suffering comes after the tshuva. It's not part of the tshuva. And it comes in response to the initiative of the tshuva. V'lochein lo hiskirei harambam v'hasmad shum hiskiru harambam v'hasmad shum tainis klal b'mitzvah ha-tshuva af b'krisei semisiz bez. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and the Sefer Mitzvos Gedolah in the Hilchos Tshuva do not mention fasting at all as part of that mitzvah, even for avedas that are punishable by kodes and misiz bez. Rak, what they do mention is havidu yubakoshes mechilo, the confession of the sin and the asking for forgiveness, kamesha kosuv, b'teira, as we find in the teira, v'hizvadu es chatosa, that the confession is part of the tshuva, even though it's not the essence of the tshuva. The tshuva means the return, but the vidui and the bakoshes mechilo support the tshuva and further the tshuva, the tshuva being the return. Which seems to imply that the fasting and the crying, the fasting, is the tzeim, is a part of the tshuva. The Alter Rebbe explains, Hainu, what that means there is, Levatel Hagzeiro, the fasting is not the tshuva, the fasting is in order to remove the decree. Shenigzeiro, the gzeiro was made, the decree was made, L'marik avein hadeira, ide yisurim ba'arba, that the sin would be removed or cleansed through the suffering of locusts. So to remove a decree, you fast. V'zehu hatam b'chol tainiyes, and this is the reason of all the fasts, shem mis'aynin, al kol tzoro sh'lo tov al atzibur, that the community fasts in order to avert a decree, u'kamesh ha'kosu v'megillas Esther. And as we learn in Megillas Esther, that the reason for the fast was to take away the decree that hung over the Jews. But as part of the tshuva, fasting doesn't belong at all. Because in an aveza, there are two parts. There's the nefesh of the aveza, and there's the guf of the aveza. The nefesh of the aveza is the excitement, the pleasure that he experienced in the sin. And the antidote for that is the regret, the pain for having committed the sin, the pain of regret. And then to take away the body of the sin, which is the act of the sin, you have to do something, and that is the vidui dvarim, the asking for forgiveness. But the fasting is not part of tshuva at all. U'mashikosu b'sifrei ha-musar u'bereishim sefer harikeach u'sefer chasidim, and what we find in Musar, particularly in the sefer harikeach and sefer chasidim, harbe tainiyes v'sigufim, many fasts and mortifications, la'eiver al kriseis and Mrs. Besdin, in order to remove the sin that is punishable by kodesh or by capital punishment, v'chein l'meitzi zara levatolo shechayiv misa b'dei shamayim, and also there is fasts and mortifications to remove the sin of wasting of seed, which is punishable by misa b'dei shamayim, k'meshikosu b'tei regabe'e v'einon, v'dinei k'chayi v'ekriseis l'inyin zeh, so that there's a similarity in the sin of wasting of seed to the sin that is punishable by krisus. So we find concerning those sins that there are fasts and mortifications. So here also the Rebbe explains, Hainu kidei notzil me'enish yisudim shol ma'ilachat v'sholot. The fasting is in order to be saved from the punishments from above. But that's not the part of the tshuva. That's not what erases the sin. That's what erases the punishment. Gam kidei lezariz olamaya gemar kaporas nafshei, and also in order to hasten the cleansing of the nefesh, the fasting helps. Gam ulai einei shavel Hashem b'chol libei v'nafshei mi'avo, and also the tshuva might not be complete because he is not regretting out of love, ki yimei yira, but rather out of fear, and there also the fasting would help to make the fear and the tshuva more intense, more sincere. In the Hayim Yim, for Yud Beis Tammuz, Chag HaGeula, the Rebbe writes that Yim HaLedes, as Kvei Kedushas Admo Shlita, Bishnas Tov Reish Mem, the Siddiq Rebbe's birthday is on Yud Beis Tammuz, and he was born in the year Tov Reish Mem, 1880. This day, Yud Beis Tammuz, is also Yeim Beinis Basir, Vishnas Tov Reish Pei Zayin. This is the day in which the Siddiq Rebbe received the good tidings in 1927, that he is also freed from the exile in which he was sent after being arrested, after being freed from imprisonment. He was going to be in exile, and he was told that even the exile was also removed. And all of this was because of his efforts and work in strengthening Torah and Yiddishkeit. Mimichtav Kvei Kedushas Admo Shlita, the Rebbe writes that Bishnei Yimei HaGeula Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz Habo Aleinu L'Teva Yisvadu Anash. The Siddiq Rebbe writes that in the 2 days of Geula, the 12th and the 13th of Tammuz, that Hasidim should get together and make a Fabinyan L'Teva L'Brocha B'Gashmis U'Beruchnis. As was established by our first father, by the Alter Rebbe, Kvei Kedushas, Heid Kvei Kedushas, Azmu Rabbeinu Azokin, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vrocho, L'Chayei Ho'elam Habo, Nishmosei Beginzei Mereimim, Schusei Yogin Aleinu, Behizvadu Zu Yedabru Anashi Yichya, Ish Esrei Ehu. In these Fabrengians, Hasidim should speak to each other, the Sheves Achim, with a brotherly gathering, the Chizuk Kviyus Shiyure Halimud, concerning the strengthening of the set times for the study, for learning, the Hinen Yisheleach Lehem Es Bechosi, and I send them my Brocha, Ki Yiso Hashem Pono Valehem Begashmiz Beruchnis, that God should favor them physically and spiritually. On Yud Beis Tammuz, Ein Emim Tachna, we don't say Tachna.